The Osgood File, sponsored by Avalara. Tax automation for business with real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara simplifies the business of tax. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. A few months ago, a TV station in Rochester, New York, aired the story of two-year-old Bella Shore.
It was a shock to Rebecca Orr and her husband Martin Parzynski when their niece Isabella was born with spina bifida.
Isabella had no feeling in her legs and so at age two couldn't walk or crawl. But now...
Uh-oh, now you're gonna get me.
She gets around just fine. More after this from Charlie. When it looked like baby Bella, born with spina bifida, would have to spend her childhood immobile, her Aunt Rebecca tried to find a wheelchair.
The insurance companies will not pay for a wheelchair until they're 4 or 5 years old because they grow too fast. It costs too much money.
So her husband Martin went online and found that you could take one of those Bumbo floor seats, which is a plastic foam bucket seat with little seat belt designed to hold babies upright, and attach a wooden base and stroller wheels to make it into a miniature wheelchair.
As we saw her coming out of her captive body, playing with the other kids, we decided that we would try to make chairs for other children.
And so they posted their project on Facebook. That was 4 months ago. Well, you can guess what happened next. CBS's Kenneth Craig got the update.
In just a few months, they've received almost 200 orders. They've shipped wheelchairs to children in 40 states and as far away as the Philippines.
They make what they call Bella's Boombas entirely from used parts and charge nothing but the cost of shipping. So that now, not only does Uncle Martin get to see the smile on Bella's face, but the smiles of children he's never met.
Most of the time I need a box of tissues. The joy that I get from doing this with my wife is unexplainable.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.